Hi, thank you for calling CDN's Claims and Management. My name is Natalie. How may I help you?
Hi. I called a few days ago about getting information to my adjuster, and it's been a few days and he hasn't contacted me.
Okay, and could I get that claim number so therefore I could look up the claim and see if I could get someone else?
The thing is, I also called to see if I can get my claim number, and there was an issue there looking up my information.
Okay. Do you have a VIN number or a policy number?
I have the policy number from the vehicle. Because it's one of those Amazon trucks, the delivery van.
Right. So,
ALA. ALA 2020 5825.
The date of loss?
It happened on the 1st of August, but when I called the other day, they said on file it was written as the 2nd.
Yes, I was going to say, I have the 2nd.
I don't know why it's the 2nd. It happened on the 1st.
And your name?
Anthony Severino.
Okay, it doesn't say any other name. Okay, so doesn't have a VIN for that one. Doesn't have a VIN for that one. And doesn't say anyone's name. And was this for JSR Logistics LLC?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like a claim is put in, but none of your information is in here. That's why I was asking, because it doesn't have any of your information in here. It just has the driver. Was this a multiple party accident? Like, was it like three cars?
Three cars? No.
So it was just two cars. And okay, so the driver that you have for the Amazon vehicle, do you know who the driver is?
Yes, it's Terrence Bibbins.
You said Terrence?
Yeah.
Yeah, then this isn't going to be it. And did you have the VIN number, their VIN number?
For the vehicle?
Yeah, for the Amazon vehicle.
The thing is, on the identification card, it just says fleet.
Yeah, see, I don't know if this is yours, because this one looks like a multi-car. I mean, it says two vehicles. Okay, so was it in Brooklyn, New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be it. It was probably, I don't know who wrote that, but I gave him all my information.
You did give your information? Yeah, there's like no vehicle information. That driver's name that you gave me was not on it. It was a Christian. Christian Almazar Cassell. Christian Cassell is the driver. Yeah.
No.
So that sounds like, I don't think this one is it. And
I guess I'm going to have to file a new claim, because, I mean, I don't even know what happened to it. I got an adjuster's name and everything.
And what was the adjuster's name that you got?
Giorgio.
Giorgian
Niang. Giorgian. Yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know. I mean, this one says Giorgian, but I would, if you had the claim number.
Yeah, it's my fault. I should have asked for the claim number right then and there, but it went over my head until after I hung up the phone. And then when I called back, then I had some issues trying to get to somebody to give me that information. And then it's been a few days, and I thought the adjuster would call me by now, and he still hasn't. So it's like I might just have to file a new claim, because if he's not contacting me and nobody's giving me my... That claim number isn't even on file, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I would need... so at least, I don't know. I should, let me see. I'm sorry, your first and last name again?
Anthony Severino.
Anthony. And could you spell your last name for me?
Severino.
And what was the driver's name that you have?
Terrence Bibbins.
Terrence.
I could spell it out for you if you need.
Yes, could you spell that?
Okay, so his first name, TERRANCE.
Okay.
Last name, BIBINS.
And that was B as in boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you writing out the new claim?
Yes, I'm trying to, I'm asking my team leads if I should do a new one or if they see one with your information on it.
Okay.
In the state of laws?
Like, she's in New York.
Okay, New York. And the date of loss, you said, was 8-1 and not 8-2.
Yeah, it was August 1st.
Okay. And you don't have a VIN number, right? You said you don't have a VIN number for the Amazon?
Yeah, the thing is the insurance card, all it says under VIN number is fleet, but I do have the license plate if that's needed.
Okay. And what is the plate?
Plate number is XKU. B31 XKU B31,
and that's also in New York, registered in New York.
It's registered in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay.
Okay. Under commercial.
And do you know when you filed it? The first time when you initially filed it?
So when I initially filed it, I did it through like the parent company, but apparently it wasn't like like they don't work together anymore. So then okay. I called this number, the Old Republic, about a week ago, and that's when I claimed it. And then that's when I called earlier this week to see what was going on, because I wasn't getting a call back from anybody. So, yeah, it was probably like last week when I had to redo the claim.
Okay, so let me just try to see, because, I mean, if that's the case, it doesn't look like we have a claim put in for you. And that that plate number doesn't bring back a VIN for a vehicle. It doesn't give us any information on a vehicle.
Okay. So, I mean, I guess let's just start a new one then, because...
Did you receive an email from the adjuster?
No. I haven't received anything. No call back.
Okay, I'm just going to do this. New. And day loss was the first of this month. All right, I'm just pulling up a new form. Just do it over. Okay. And the time of loss?
This happened around 7 p.m.
7 p.m. Okay, and did you, and you're the claimant, right? Like, they hit you.
They hit me, yeah.
Okay, and did you want to put down an address or a email address or a phone number for yourself?
Yes, I can put both my email and my my phone number.
Okay, and which do you want to get first?
I'll give you my phone number first.
Okay.
That's 347-855-1946.
Okay. So I have 347-855-1946.
That's correct. And my email address is Anthony. SEV526@gmail.com.
Okay, so I have Anthony, and that's ANTHONY. Is that how you spell your Anthony?
Yes.
Okay, SED526@gmail.com.
Yes, just to clarify, the V as in Victor.
So it's V as in Victor and not S as in Sam?
No, no, no. The SEV is S as in Sam, E as in Edward, V as in Victor.
V as in Victor. Okay, so, all righty.
Yeah. V as in Victor for the V.
Okay, so I have Anthony SEV. 526@gmail.com.
Yes, SEV526@gmail.com.
Okay. And do they have permission to send you email messages if need be?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay. Alrighty. And the lost location?
This happened on in front of 471 41st Street.
471 41st Street?
First.
Okay.
Yes, 41st Street.
And is
I had
that,
to confront the driver.
Is that Brooklyn, New York?
Brooklyn, New York. Yes, Brooklyn, okay. New York. 11230 is the zip code.
Okay. That. Okay. And now the description of what happened.
So basically, in front of 471 41st Street, I was double parked because it's a one-way street. However, I wasn't the only one double parked. There was another car right in front of me, so I just double parked right behind him. We both left just enough space for cars and vans to pass by with no issue. And that's when this Amazon vehicle came behind me and tried to, like, go through the side. I guess he didn't have enough space on his driver's side, but on his passenger side, he ended up scraping my driver's side passenger door, the tail light, and the very front of the driver's side of my car in the corner. So, I tried to stop him right there as soon as I heard the scratches, but he just kept going, and I had to, like I was going to say earlier, I had to confront him on 55th Street. Like, it was almost like a hit and run, but, you know, thankfully he stopped when, you know.
Okay. And you said he sideswiped you, and that was the driver's side or the passenger side?
He sideswiped me on the driver's side of my driver. My vehicle.
Okay, on the driver's side of claimant's vehicle. Okay.
Yeah.
The front corner is messed up. Front corner.
Yeah, there's a scratch there. The on the driver's side, the passenger, you know, the rear passenger door.
Okay. Rear passenger door.
There's a scrape right there. And then the tail light. Has a scratch.
And rear tail light, you said?
Yeah. This is all on the passenger side of my vehicle.
Okay.
On the driver's side.
On the driver's side. I got it. It's okay. Because I was going to say, no, you already told me driver's side. So I have the driver's side. So all this is on the driver's side. So I have, okay, sideswiped a driver's claimant. Your front corner is scratched. Your rear passenger door is scraped up and scratched. And also your rear tail light, is that busted or?
Is
it broken?
Yeah, it's like cracked now.
Okay, tail light is cracked.
Yeah, it's like cracked.
Okay. Yeah. All righty. All right, let me. But you were parked, so it's like hitting a parked vehicle. You were parked.
Yeah, I was parked. My flashers were on, you know, following. But I was inside the vehicle.
Okay, parked. But you were still parked. Okay, so claimant's parked vehicle. Okay, on the driver's side. So just want to make sure. Okay, and so I don't have any information for their vehicle, but I have and it just said fleet. It doesn't say what type of vehicle it was, like a Ram ProMaster. It doesn't say any of that on that.
On the see the picture I got from the license plate. It's a Ram van.
Okay, so
it might
Ram
be one of those ProMasters.
ProMasters. I think it could be Ram. Yeah, because the Ford would be a Transit, so the Ram are the Promasters. So okay, so it looks like a Ram Promaster. Okay.
It was a Ram Promaster.
Do we know what year it was?
If not, that's okay. On the insurance. Let me just double check.
Okay.
The year, no.
Okay. That's fine. At least we have the description. It's in here. We know it's a Ram Promaster, so that'll. Alrighty. Alrighty. And do we know the damage description to the Amazon vehicle, if any?
Nah, I don't think he had any. Because when you look at his side, everything looks.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I had to mention. Because he did stop, but, like, I had to, like, almost chase him down for quite a few blocks for him to stop.
Okay.
I don't know if that's important, but, you know. Because I ended up having to confront him on 55th Street, and it wasn't on 41st Street. Like, I had to keep driving in order for him to stop.
Okay. And did we have any information for the driver besides his name?
It was just his name, because when he stopped, I explained to him, like, what he did. And then he called his dispatch, and when I was on the phone with his dispatch, I asked him that I needed the insurance card and his driver's license, and the dispatch person told me that I don't need his license, but I felt like I did, but he said, no, you don't. But I do have the dispatcher's name, if that's needed.
Okay, let me put that, name. Okay, and what is the dispatcher's name?
Juan Herrera. H-E-R-I-A.
H-E-R-I-A?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the dispatcher for the company?
Yeah, for the company. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty, got that. Okay, so now I am going to get your vehicle information. Can I get the year, make, and model?
Yes, the year is 2020. The make is Nissan. Okay. The model is Sentra.
Sentra?
Okay. Yeah. 2020 Nissan Sentra.
Okay, and do you have your VIN number or plate number?
Yes, I do. My plate number is KGX7648.
Okay.
That's registered here in New York.
In New York, okay.
My VIN number is 3N1AB8. CV6LY2. 9175.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat it to make sure I have it correctly. I have 3, okay. Nancy, 1, Alpha, Bravo, 8, C as in Charlie, Victor, 6, Larry, Yellow, 289175.
That's correct.
Okay. And are you the owner of the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. There. Alrighty. And so I have the damages, which is the driver's front corner scratched, rear passenger door is scraped and scratched, and rear tail light is cracked. Am I missing anything?
No.
Okay. Put all that there. Well, not the passenger. I meant the driver's rear door. I don't know why I said passenger, but it's not passenger. It's driver's side. Make sure I have all driver.
Yeah, driver's rear door.
Driver's rear tail light. Okay. All right. Save it. And was the police involved?
No.
Okay. And were there any witnesses?
No.
Okay, so it looks like I have everything I need to process this and get you your claim number and the adjuster's name and their information. Yeah, so that other one, I don't think it was yours at all. Or if it was, they just didn't, I don't know what they did. But we found a new one, so this one will be the correct one, and we can go by this, and you should get, you know, it's a different adjuster and everything. So we're not even going to worry about the other one.
All right.
Alrighty, so I have that information. When you're ready, I can give it to you.
I'm ready.
Okay, so your claim number is going to be X-Ray Charlie, so XC-ORCA, which is O-R, C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, -24-05-055.
Okay, I'm going to need that one more time. You said XC-ORCA?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
24?
Yes.
And then you said -...
05-055.
05055.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to repeat it back one more time. That's XC-ORCA-24-05055.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the adjuster who is going to be handling the claim, his name is Moses, first name Moses, and that's M-O-I-S-E-S. Last name is Otero, which is O-T-E-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
His direct line is
267-296-8909.
Yes. And then I also have an email address for Mr. Moses, and that is his first name Moses dot last name Otero at xclaims.claims.
xclaims.
Dot claims again, C-L-A-I-M-S.
Dot claims. So that's M-O-I-S-E-S dot O-T-E-R-O at X-C-L-A-I-M-S. Dot C L A I M S.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, and so did you want me to transfer you over to Mr. Moses if he is available?
Yeah, if he's available, so I can talk to him Monday. I know it's Friday, it's about to be 5. Probably not, but
okay.
So give me a shot.
Yep, he could still be in. So give me 1 second and I will call over there and see if I can get him on the line.
All right. Thank you for your help and your patience. Thank
you. Oh, you're welcome. One moment.